The federal government has announced a relaxation of Australia's visa rules to allow more foreign workers to take up jobs in regional Australia. The immigration minister says this will help address chronic labour shortages in the bush, but farmers say it doesn't go far enough. Catherine Gregory has our report.
Farmers have long called for urgent help to plug what they call a growing skills and labour shortage in regional and rural parts of Australia. The Nationals have been behind the push too, and now the federal government says it's delivering on that by relaxing its working visa rules. Immigration Minister David Coleman.
We've identified a number of rural and regional roles which we think should be added to the regional occupation list. That will enable regional employers to hire people in those fields for up to 4 years when an Australian isn't available and with an opportunity to potentially renew at the end of the 4 years.
He says 18 job categories have been added to that list, including roles in dairy, cattle, sheep, crop and aquaculture farming, as well as cane and cotton growing. The visa reforms come after the government said it might cut its annual permanent migration cap. But Mr. Coleman says that's a separate issue to regional Australia's needs.
The Australian immigration situation is not one size fits all.
Emma Germano from the Victorian Farmers Federation is disappointed by the reforms.
They're actually just getting more and more humorous as we go along, realistically. We keep being told, you know, here's a little change to this and here's a little change to that. But that meaningful giant leap that we're looking for has been missing in every one of the announcements that the government's actually made.
She says the visa reforms do little to support farmers looking for skilled workers, and that the government's attempt to extend the working holiday program to allow for more unskilled labour to work on farms has also missed the mark.
We've seen that there's issues with the working holiday making visas in regards to their application to agriculture. In November, when those announcements were made, Scott Morrison also said that we'd get our ag visa. It seems more like a good way to stave off having to make that happen before there's a federal election. So this is just about saving the furniture, I think, for the coalition, and it's more about politics than what it is about agriculture.
Farmers have long been calling for an agriculture visa, where skilled workers are dedicated to working on the farm. Emma Germano is holding out hope the Labor opposition might take a different approach. But this is what Labor's immigration spokesman Shane Newman has told the ABC.
Well, Labor doesn't think that you need an agriculture visa that doesn't have, as some people have suggested in the farming sector, no proper labour market testing that brings a huge number of people in this country to this country to take Australian jobs.
He says there are too many temporary visa holders in Australia and it's pushing down local workers' wages, conditions and jobs.
And that's why Labor will establish the Australian Skills Authority. We need proper independent labour market testing to make sure that these 457 style visas are only available if there's a genuine skills gap that can't be met with local workers.
There are also other occupations on the expanded skilled foreign workers lists. That includes dentists and anaesthetists for regional areas, as well as professional footballers, tennis coaches and artists.
Catherine Gregory reporting.